Hey there, hey! In today's episode of the Her Best Self podcast, I'm talking all about how you can be growing, learning, and evolving, and how you should be doing that frequently and constantly. In today's show, I'm going to be sharing with you why investing in coaching is so flipping important, and maybe not even with a coach, but investing in your future self. So if you've been on the fence of whether recovery coaching would be beneficial for your journey, or you want to know what a recovery coach does, every person I feel like can benefit from a coach in all different facets of your life. And that's why I fully believe that if I'm not learning, if I'm not transforming, then I'm not growing and I'm not evolving. And this year, my word for 2024 is to evolve. And what that looks like in my own personal journey, I can't wait to share with you. So I am continuing to evolve. And as you come alongside the podcast and into my little corner of the internet, I hope that you're evolving too. So this episode is going to dive deep into how I plan to show up in this place for you, constantly growing, learning, and evolving, and how I challenge you to do the same. This one's all about why recovery coaching and investing in yourself is so important. Tune in, friend. Hey, girl. Welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you. Because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom, and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it so you can start living your best life as your best self. Welcome back to the show. So yes, growing, learning, evolving really gets us into this place of action, into this place from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. And I'm going to talk with you today why investing in coaching is just so important and just give you a little bit of personal deets into my life because I feel like we're friends. You are hanging with me and I see you and we're just sisters over coffee. So in my personal life with the business right now, I am just beyond blessed to be able to love on all of you ladies, to be able to serve you. And truly, it's amazing. I mean, God is so good. But at the same time, if I'm not growing, if I'm not evolving, if I'm not getting past blockers that maybe I don't even know are existing around me, then what value am I continuing to provide? And I ask myself this stuff frequently, and especially when it comes to my business, because I want to show up as the best version of me so that I can do that for you, so that you can truly transform your life. One quote that Bill Gates says is, every coach needs a coach. And this has stuck with me for some time, especially in the entrepreneur space with all the personal development and all of the things. I also feel like every coach deserves a coach. And even if you're not a coach, you deserve a coach. And so in my own personal journey right now, I'm so excited. I just invested in another business coach. And with every new investment into the business, I've had a podcast coach, I had a startup coach, I had a coach to be a coach, I've had another coach. I mean, I have had all the coaches. I was a health coach, like I had a health coach. All of these different experiences have been so imperative for me to be able to come here and show up as my best self because every single one of us deserves a coach. And I have this cute sign that hangs behind me as I'm coaching clients, and you may have seen it if you work with me, but the sign says, a coach teaches, motivates, and inspires you to do the impossible. And I truly feel like doing the impossible can mean so many things. At one point in my life, doing the impossible was doing recovery, which is right where you are. And I feel that to my core. And right now, I feel that doing the impossible, growing, scaling, learning, evolving, getting past those stuck moments is so important. And so of course, I always want to be doing that. And how can I expect each and every one of my clients to want to invest, to want to transform when I wouldn't do that myself. So I just thought it'd be super cool to share with you how I've recently invested in another business coach, and I'm super excited for where this takes me in my business, because every single time I invest in myself, every single time that transformation happens in the transaction, I can feel it. It's like I 100% stand to rise to the occasion. And maybe that's you. Maybe lately you've been feeling like I'm just super stuck here. I'm in this place of I'm not really moving. I'm not really seeing any traction or action happening in my recovery journey. And what I want to say to you today is that you don't have to be 100% ready. You don't. But you do have to be willing and coachable and moldable. So what got you here, sis, isn't going to get you there. Therapists need therapists. Coaches need coaches. Hairdressers need hairdressers. Doctors need doctors. Like, we are growing, learning, and evolving. And sometimes we need that support to help us level up. Investing in yourself is so important. And I'm super excited. I have got this growth mindset right now. I think part of it is it's spring and like all the things are growing around me. It's just super fun to come on the show and talk to you about this topic, because I truly feel like you're going to be blessed if someone has been two steps ahead of you. For me, you know, my business coach, and again, I've had multiple business coaches whom I all have adored on many levels, and they've all given me so many different things that I needed in the moment. Maybe you need to invest in putting yourself first. Maybe we can start there. So sometimes investing in yourself, it isn't always about that financial investment. Although I do see how when we lay things down on the line, like when we are showing up, there's power behind that. And so there's power behind that commitment and investing in yourself. But how can you invest in putting you in places where you are continuously learning, where you're continuously growing, and you're moving more towards freedom? I don't know about you, but I'm always looking. I'm always searching to continue to rise. Like, that's the thing about high-performing people and perfectionists. It's like we're always looking for the next opportunity to rise, level up, and that next level of you, sis, your very best self. Well, that's going to take accountability. That's going to take outside perspective. That's going to take actionable insight. And so maybe you need that right now. Maybe sitting with you in this isolation is just not doing it. Did you know that 1 in 10 people struggling with disordered eating and eating disorders actually get support? They actually reach out for help and get support. And part of this, yes, it's denial. Part of it is shame. Part of it is guilt. And this feeling of, I don't know what to do next. Or I feel very isolated. Or I feel stuck. Or I feel like it's not for me. Or I couldn't possibly put myself first because I have all these things around me in my life. Like people in my life that I have to take care of. If you see yourself here, where it's like, I feel like I know what to do to recover, but for whatever reason, I just don't do it. There's this blocker. It's important to ask yourself, am I okay with being stuck? Because if I'm not watering my life, if I'm not nourishing my soil, if I'm not honoring and investing in me, like I said, everyone deserves a coach. Everyone deserves a level up. If I am not doing that, if I am not in circles where I'm around people that are going to inspire me, motivate me to achieve the impossible, then I'm going to stay stuck. I'm going to feel that isolation. And the I don't know what to do next is just a way for your brain to do nothing, right? It's kind of like, I don't really know what to eat. Like, I feel like I should know this by now. And I feel like I should just do the work, but I don't really know. That is a way for your brain to sit in that confusion and do nothing. The purpose of a coach is to guide, to support, to give you that accountability that you need, and also to give you some of that grace because of the perfectionism. You don't have to recover by yourself. And I wish someone had told me this. Yes, I had support groups. Yes, I had a really great care team. But I learned in recovery that if I wanted to show up in the world as my best self, I had to invest in her. I had to show up as her before I actually became her. I must grow her I must nourish and pour into her. I must take every single opportunity to grow and to just do it, because I'm not going to thrive staying small. Have you ever like seen a plant that's in a smaller pot and they just stay that size? And as soon as you replant the plant in a bigger pot, it actually flourishes. This is like you too, sis. It's so important to put yourself in an environment of where you want to go and to be surrounded by people who have been there and done that and come out on the other side. I've been there, and what I do is help implement strategies and tools that are proven that helped me in my own recovery to support you alongside yours. The benefits are seriously endless, but just when you're thinking about putting yourself first and you're thinking about getting out of this place, I want you to understand that there's so many positives. Proverbs 20:18 says this: plans succeed through good counsel. Don't go to war without wise advice. Sis, you are going to war, whether you want to or not. And maybe you've been experiencing that war in your head for quite some time. Don't go to war without wise counsel. Don't go to war trying to do it all by yourself. Armor up with people that can pour into you as you fight the enemy. The benefits are endless. So a coach can help develop tools, strategies, techniques so that you can form a personalized plan for you and what works for you. I actually do this. Every single client I have a different relationship with. Every single client I serve, I have different conversations with. We dive in. It's not one size fits all. It's meeting you where you are in your recovery, because no recovery looks the same. I sit in it with you and actually see you, because I was there. I've been there, and I can help process the here and now and help you turn those thoughts and those feelings around so that recovery can actually work for you, delivering actual results, like doing the thing you're terrified of doing and rocking it out. Sis, recovery is transformational. It is the biggest transformation you are ever going to have in your life. And I say that proudly. I still feel like I was the most empowered part of me. I was the most empowered version of myself when I was going through the recovery process. Each client is similar and yet so very unique that I work with. And coaching provides this consistency through and through. I see it time and time again, where this woman is just building momentum and building momentum in her journey, and coaching aids in that accountability. If you're not gonna grant yourself permission to face that fear food, I can grant it for you. If you're not gonna grant yourself permission to get off the treadmill 5 minutes earlier, you can use Lindsay's. It gives an outside perspective without any judgment at all. Coaching, it provides accountability, and it provides that actionable insight. And the cool thing about coaches is they don't tell you what to do. I actually help you define that for yourself. And when I can get clients to ask better questions, we get to better answers. And these answers are so flipping pivotal and life-changing for you in your journey. So just a couple things before I wrap up today's episode. I want you to think about the next level of you, your very best self. Coaching is a container that's going to help collaborate to develop that person, to develop her. And what I'm asking you to do today, whether it's investing in coaching, like coaching with me one-on-one, or whether it's investing in someone else, when you need help, sis, ask for it. Raise your hand. Ask someone. Get that wise, good counsel. Listen to a podcast. I love that you're listening to mine. Join a community. Come on out to herbestselfsociety.com. I would love to have you there. Get books and resources and all the things, because if you're not growing and learning and evolving, then we're just remaining here. You deserve to grow, learn, and evolve. Nothing is wrong with you because you can't figure it all out on your own. Do you hear me? Nothing is wrong with you. Why would you want to figure it out on your own? Why would you want to? I so wish that recovery coaching was a thing when I had gone through recovery, because for sure, I would have been like, help a sister out. This is miserable, and I need to work with somebody who's been there and done that so that I can get out of this stuckness. So what I'm looking forward to in my life is where I'm blocked, I'm able to be more aware of that. And where I'm stuck, I'm able to get to a more processed solution. And really just to get guidance from someone who has been there, done it, and gotten the t-shirt. And that is so important. And so as I continue to embark and continue to grow to become the best version of myself, I want you to do the same. So ask yourself this week, is the next level of me, my very best self, doing something right now that's honoring her? Am I growing myself? Am I learning? Am I evolving? If I can't get past the stuckness, this blocker, and actually get into action, nothing's wrong with me. I just haven't figured it out on my own. Where can I turn to get support? Sis, investing in yourself is the best investment you will ever make. I want you to learn, I want you to grow, and I want you to continue to put one foot in front of the other because you deserve freedom and you can move towards that every single day. I can't wait to hear if you've enjoyed today's show. And if you're looking for coaching and personalized support, if you're looking for accountability, if you are looking for these tools, these strategies, these techniques, so that we can develop a personalized plan for what works for you in recovery right now where you are, I can help prevent relapse. I can support goals as they change. Recovery is a transformational process. It would be an honor to go alongside you in doing just that. Come on out to herbestself.co, fill out a client application. I'll meet you there. And sister friend, remember, the next level of you is waiting. Step into your true self this week and do something that's going to help you transform. Keep growing, keep learning. Make sure that you remember how worthy you are of freedom, recovery, and creating your very best self. I'll talk to you next time. Bye for now. Oh, friend, thank you so much for letting me share what was on my heart today. My hope for this podcast is to help more women find freedom from food and body. If this has empowered or blessed you, let me know. I'd be honored for your rating and review of my show. And I'd love to connect with you in my private Facebook community. You really can move from perfection to purpose. Let's break the chains together. I'll help navigate the way. Until next time, bye for now, girl.